This is CliffCentral.com.
And that is a record. Get out of that groove and you've had it.
Amazing.
The track is a groove.
You know, it really is amazing.
Judging it just right through the groove.
You know, it really is amazing.
Well, yes, but what if you get out of that groove?
Oh, well, then I'm in trouble.
There we go. What time does this thing start, Eric?
Hey, man. That's not even close, Eric. That's offensive. I take it back, Eric.
That's terrible. Just speak nicely. Don't shout.
Normal voice. Can you hear me? I can't hear me.
I can't hear you.
I don't know where to put my hands.
Put your ears on. Eric, what time does this podcast start?
No, just
that was worse.
It was worse. Felicia sounded like Minnie Mouse then.
Yeah, she did. I think
she's
that's what
she's
got her
hair in like two big buns, like on the sides.
Yeah.
And you said?
Princess Leia.
Princess Leia, okay. So this was weird because when I walked in here, I saw Eddie Eckstein, Joe Parker, Tony the King, Mark Banks.
Yeah.
In the studio before us.
Before the actual comedy podcast.
Nice. So.
So
nice that they get... Then we get those guys to warm up for us.
The Beatles open for us. Yeah,
yeah, that's nice. Did you watch? Do you listen?
I did. They were really good. Mark Banks talks a lot.
Crazy, right?
I think he
makes up a world that he actually is from, and we all laugh and think it's hilarious. And then when he goes back, he actually has got a pet lemur, and he has got everything that he says in the stories.
It is all over the place, but it was good. It was good to watch.
Okay, cool.
Inspiring.
Really? Because that's something I was thinking about. The reason why... Not why you on the podcast. You're a good guy and you speak well and you do the things.
I shout into the mic.
It's good to have the view of what it's like to start out as a comedian. So obviously in a few years' time, we hope that you're not still doing poppies and that you have a vision. Please tell me you have a fucking vision of where you want to be. Ryan Holiday. That's Ryan, by the way. Say hello, Ryan.
Hello, Ryan.
That's me. Dave Levinson. And then Eric's got the weirdest thing for a person who does a radio talk thing.
Yeah.
He's lost his voice.
Oh, for reals?
Yep.
That's not good.
He didn't even phone me. He didn't even voice message. He just sent it. I don't know how to read it in his accent. He just said, I don't even have a voice this morning.
Oh, so I can fail at his accent, but you're not going to try, Dave?
Uncle Dave!
So,
I'm reading my sockets.
All right, so we begin with comedy news. I was listening to an actual DJ on the radio station, and he said about 76 times. So I want to know if we fucking say or do we just swear it instead of.
When I started in comedy way back when, I filmed myself to see how it
was. 6 months ago.
And every like seventh word was and I'm like, I didn't know I spoke
really?
Like that. I was like, this is really bad.
But those are the top comics do film themselves literally in front of the mirror and see what they do.
Did.
Same as a golfer would, same as any pro athlete.
It was very weird. My domestic was like, what is this?
So she wasn't finding you funny?
Probably not, no.
You got to change some of your material, man.
You know, you told me that, Dave.
Yeah. So now... The reason why I'm asking this is when I first saw, it's a bad example, and it's a silly example, but take a South African comedian. Saw Trevor Noah first time ever in my life.
Yeah.
And watching him, I saw movements and the way that he did his punchlines, everything was almost stadium comedian already as a club comedian. He just had that, and I know for a fact that he had watched Chris Rock, he had watched all the David Chappelle, he had watched them and seen their essence. So it didn't matter about the material, it's just what is it that they do that makes them the thing? The presence. And he had that already, that idea. So if you're still going to be doing poppies in a year's time, you've got to also have a plan. I didn't have a plan. I thought I was just going to be funny and people would eventually pay me.
That's which kind of worked
work
out, though.
Like,
I mean,
it doesn't work like that. The reinvention and who came second in Idols in 2013?
I don't know who came first in
the last
17
these
years.
These are the things.
Idols.
Like these are this machine that's out there that works for pop music, it works for every other industry, isn't the same as ours. You've got to be relevant. Someone said to me, I've heard that joke before. And then the very next table at the golf tour, the guy said, do that joke about the thing with the sea where the guys do the thing. So this guy wanted me to do the joke.
Yeah.
The other guy said, I've heard that joke before. So I said, well, firstly, I haven't done the joke yet. Can also, I was drunk when I did it. Can you explain how the joke was? So the explanation of the joke was way better than whatever I've ever done.
So
I said, that is fantastic. You've just combined about 10 comedians into one.
So you get your audience to do the show for you. That's genius, Dave.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You should get your domestic so listen. She watched me do this.
She knows
but
the bits better.
Are you being serious when you said you filmed yourself? You put a camera on a thing? So normally when you come in there, you're just masturbating. This time you were actually doing
normally
comedy.
I'm filming that. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, good.
So it was a change of pace because I make her watch all my videos. So... Shame, Jen, I'm sorry.
You still just put it on a group. Yeah. It's like the weirdest group. It's just two people. Has anyone got a group like that?
I mean, it's called the chat, but yeah, I assume.
Oh, is that a chat? Hey, sorry, I'm old. That is true. Hey, a group of two people would just be called a normal WhatsApp chat. Morning, Gareth. Come on, you hear us. How can you steal the best comedians for? They opened for us. Beatles opened for us.
The crowd left.
So tell me what to press. I'll press it.
What, are we having audio difficulties?
No, I can press this there and it goes to the outside one.
Oh, okay.
So you're on five, then obviously six will be outside. So I'll get us. I'll get you. We'll put that one on. There we go. It's that one there. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, poor Eddie Exton. He thought he was at the butchery. He had no idea he was here. No.
I don't think all of them have any idea where they are.
Eddie, he had no idea who.
You know what was great? Ryan sat in the couch there, jaw open, just going, either you want to be inspired by them or you don't want to end up like them. So Ryan's a new comic.
Out of it.
So either you can become jaded today going, oh my God, I need medical aid. I need a job. I need to find something to do. Or you were inspired because, as you said, Mark Banks is just mad.
He's just out of control. You can't. I think he doesn't switch off.
Do you believe that he lives in that world?
Mm.
That when he goes home, he's actually got a pet elephant.
I mean,
he mixes his own.
That cat he brought, he wouldn't take it back today. He brought a golden Chinese
with
cat.
The arm.
The paw that goes up and down. It's meant to like bring you money. And he wouldn't take it back. He actually taped the arm because he thought it looked like it was doing something much
else.
More revolting.
Okay, cool. Well, we just spoke about that now. So those guys we say open for the comedy podcast. It's so nice to have a group of professionals open for us.
Correct, for
and
a change. It
on
never
the
happens.
One day when Eric's lost his voice.
Yeah.
Isn't that the most perfect thing?
I'm so sorry that you came in and there's nothing for you to do.
Like there's ever things for me to do.
Eric, are you okay?
Eric, you do not sound okay.
You. But those guys, I've got a show at the Lyric Theatre and it's coming up, I think, on the 15th or this weekend, next weekend. So that is a massive. Those are like the
who's your
the
favorite out of them? Who's your favorite?
Other than would be Mark Banks.
Okay. Yeah. I've never seen. Actually, I've seen Joe Parker do.
Joe, when I was a young cat, jawling around, I used to go watch Joe Parker, and my first South African influence was Joe Parker. The way that he told jokes, the way that he handled crowds, those things. So he's gone into management now. So he's kind of left that thing behind. A lot of it was quite edgy. You know, he had some songs that had some rude words in.
That Joe Parker was very edgy at the time.
Yeah, at the time, yeah. And also, I mean, during apartheid years, he was giving it horns and quite liberal stuff. So he was hated by them, the government of the time, and wasn't liked by... So he was very neutral in between, fuck you, kind of guy.
Which is awesome. No.
Mark, I never saw until recently, so I only started to get to know him now. He's properly certifiable mad, Mark Banks. So, enough of that. We now have comedy news. So from a young comic's point of view... I saw a picture of you and Robin Dunlop somewhere.
Yes.
Where was that?
It was at a place called 27 Boxes.
It's almost like Where's Wally, hey?
Yeah, where's Robin?
Where's Wally? I mean, where's 27 Boxes?
It's in Melville. It's like an indoor market. And the organizer said we have to keep it PC because there's families having dinner. And so immediately I'm like, there goes all my jokes.
Isn't that also the line? So now let's talk about this cricket match. The guy's saying keep it PC.
Yeah.
That's his PC. He doesn't know what your family might be complete lefties and go, PC is actually, I come home, I take a giant dump on the table, then the whole family prays, then we all cut ourselves and listen to Marilyn Manson. But I mean, we'd never ever cross the line and listen to country music or something. So that's weird when a client says this is.
You're talking about the Warner de Kock thing, huh?
Yeah, look, he's a well-known chop in cricket circles.
But I googled his wife to see what all the drama was. That's
everyone's
a long
googled
list.
His wife.
He's a long list.
Oh, really? So she's
she was connected via a USD port to many, many like celebrity sportsmen. Mm-hmm. And she was filmed having sex with Sonny Bill Williams in a hotel, drunken sex.
In a toilet or something?
Yes.
In a cubicle.
So, I mean...
Who it's hasn't done that?
I've had sex with Sonny Bill
Williams
my wife like
have done
three
that.
Times in no, different you, toilets.
You my different things. I've had Sonny, Bill, and Williams. Williams brothers, Williams sisters. But the thing is, they have now, it's made cricket cool again.
It does.
So whether
or
not, his wife did or didn't, and she's done it. And
she likes to party. I don't know why.
Yeah, she's a cool chick. And also, it's like, don't get involved in the sportsman's other stuff. But I love the fact that they're sledging. And they've gone to the cool levels of almost roasting.
Yeah.
So the cricketers have stolen our I roast
and
battle.
They should put mics on, like lapel mics on their shirts.
No, they have that lapel mic in the stump cam.
Yeah, but they don't broadcast it. Yeah,
but that is used as stuff. But I mean, the chirps on cricket field are way better than any roast battle you've ever been to.
Yeah.
They get properly personal. So, first
and
of all.
So much time. That's yeah,
exactly. It's 4 days of thinking of something.
Yeah.
And the next time he says this, I'm going to say this. And if he says this, I'm going to say this.
No, you're standing in the sun. The banter's flowing.
So, just so people don't know. So, Quinton de Kock. And this other guy had a bit of a talk on the field. And then it got worse and worse. And eventually, Quinton hit. You know when you keep your last thing for the last time? He says something about, well.
Your mom's a whore.
No, something about his wife and Sonny Bill Williams. Well, you wouldn't know because something with Sonny Bill Williams. Yeah. And then he just lost it. But before that, he was giving him such a hard time about being a bit of a moaner. Quinton de Kock is 4'3". He's an incredibly talented cricketer. But
he's not a fighting machine
at all. And David Warner is a big, beefy man. But I mean,
a whiner, though.
I would love to have the SA cricket side, and then we get like 10 comedians, and then we just have a session where we just hammer them, just so they get stronger emotionally.
Oh, yeah, like practice.
So shouldn't we do so? We're saying to the SA cricket board, whoever you are, as comedians, we'll come, 10 of us, 10 of you, and you just hit us with whatever you can, and we'll get you back so that you are prepared. And you can use some of our lines, because we want to get paid. So that's
what we'll be part of the coaching staff.
We're going to be
psychological. Right now. Aren't they listening right now? The SA cricket team. So guys, let's.
Oh, they're listening. Yeah, they all do. They're big. Right. Look here, they're on WhatsApp. What's our WhatsApp phone line number?
It's 079-748-2090, Dave. Anyway, so I was telling you about this 27 boxes, okay? So we're trying to keep it PC.
I like the way you bring it back.
Yeah,
Thank you.
Thank you. So, and Quibus was also there. And you know Quibus is, he's the one-liner comedian.
Quibus von Rensburg.
It's always...
Quibus von Rensburg?
Yeah, it is. Generic African.
I wish, just for him, tip for Quibus, break between your setup and your punchline. He says it straight away because it's smart and he's only got 5 minutes. But say the thing, like I was with my mom the other day. I mean, give it a small beat. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, so I went first, try to keep it PC, and then there was, I don't know if you've seen her, her name's Ricky, she's from New York.
She was at the box on Sunday.
She comes on, and she's like, fuck it, I'm never coming here again, and
just
proceeds to talk, no, to the show, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
And she...
Also been told.
She talks about a British guy offering to buy her a drink, and how she asked for a glass of his semen, and from then, it all went, the cat was out the bag, and she just proceeded to drop knowledge. But she was very funny.
She is funny, but crude. But even after being told not to, she still did it. Ricky Sofa, she's from New York. I think Robin met her there. She came to the box on Sunday. Yeah. She was, you know what, at the box it was also quite cool because it was a smaller audience, so she didn't have that power to go, I'm going to be rude and I don't care.
Yeah.
You have to care because there's only 20 people. And you can see their eyes going, why are you drinking semen? So, yeah, that was that. John of Long. How are you?
I'm great, and you?
I'm great, and you?
Yeah, I am great.
And then who else we got?
Maine.
Jermaine. Inside there, Jermaine. Come inside.
You got Jermaine, yeah?
There we go. Jermaine, we were actually going to have like a fake guest called Jeroman.
Whoa. Okay, I'll take his place.
Yeah, this is Jeroman. So you must just, if you can, just don't talk too loud into the mic, but I've got you on there. Yeah.
Okay,
Long
cool.
John, where are you from?
I'm from Zimbabwe.
For reals?
In a little village called Chimanimani.
Yeah.
Don't worry, there's no
it
money.
Sounds made up.
Do you know that Robert's here? Robert's here this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's come for the weekend.
Yeah, I saw a headline. What's he coming to do?
I'd love to hear the plane announcement, like, please remain seated until the country comes to a full stop. Please. If oxygen masks, voting tablets will drop from the ceiling.
He is so decrepit, though. Just
have you seen how they called him Robert, Mr. Mugabe on the thing? There's no more higher chief of happiness. Royal Singoma. You know, they had like a long list of things and you had to speak to him.
Yeah, exactly.
Highest, most high. What was his title?
It was actually long. I don't remember all of it, but it was the chief of... I've actually forgot.
You see? Long John, he was your leader.
He was not my leader. No.
He often came down to Chimanimani and said, I want to know if Long John is here. You know, good Robert Mugabe?
You can take your England, leave me my Zimbabwe.
Yeah, you got it down,
That's exactly what he used to do.
Mr. Blair.
Okay. So Long John, just Long John.
Yeah, long
dick. Okay, it's because of, obviously because of
my height.
Your penis.
Okay, you see, that's
timing's everything, eh? Timing's everything. That's why Ryan's called Ryan Holiday.
Yeah. Mm.
Because of his...
Because of his surname. Right. So now, Long John from the Chimani Mani.
From Chimani
Can we just also say a lot of Chimani Mani people tuning in right now.
Oh, really?
Because how much is data in Chimani Mani?
How much is what?
Data.
Data. It's expensive, man.
That's how much they love the show, though. They love the show.
Actually, you have to climb a mountain to
to get reception.
Exactly.
And then you have to, it's one of those wind-up. Can you give me 082-645? What?
Long John, isn't one of your bits about going to the top of the mountain to find signal to stream porn?
So a lot of village kids are getting the towel.
They're all
masturbating on the mountain.
It's a slippery slope. It's a slippery slope. Literally.
Oh, man. Right. So that movie now, that's out for, like, it was up for South African Foreign Oscar Awards. It's called something. It's about the gentleman going up into the mountain when they have their circumcision ritual.
Oh, the one that got
it was banned,
taken off.
Got a porn rating.
The Corsa.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I remember that also.
So that's going to the mountain as well. So now they're in the mountain.
They're watching porn.
So Chimani Mani, so you come to South Africa, are you living here? Are you, I'm not from Home Affairs, I'm just saying, are you?
Yeah, now I'm suspicious. Now I'm suspicious. No,
you've got a cap that says the village boy on it.
Yeah, exactly.
So Richard like when you grow up, you become one of the village people.
Yeah. Very wide reference.
Young village boy. There were no black people in village people.
I don't know.
The whole band was, there was only one white guy, the guy in the leather.
I don't actually know them that well.
Well, Ryan, I think you better go and study your
language. Get the fuck out of here and work on your references.
I'm going to find some village people references. Like this. Search the web. I bet you if I type V-I-L-L, it goes to village people. There we go. Village.
Really?
No. Villarreal.
No.
Village Bistro, Village People.
Village
All right.
Bistro.
I just want to see if I'm wrong or right. I'm sure there were a lot of black people in the village people.
There was
images.
A red Indian and a...
Hey, easy now. No, whoa. I'm not the baddie now. If you saw
Native American.
There's a guy in braces and he's got an afro, black man. There's a Hispanic man in leather with a big moustache.
Okay.
Then there's a Native American Indian in headdress. Also, let's call him
Long
of color. Then there's the lead singer. He's full in biker leather and he is also a black man. Then there's a construction worker, white guy, thick moustache, button-down shirt. Tight jeans and
then there's
a cowboy. Those guys are not. Is that not the village people?
That's not Chimani
Mani. We're just trying to find out.
We don't dress like that. We are not like that. Don't worry. No.
So when you say you're from the village, okay? Wrong reference.
You just type the village people. Come on.
Well, your village isn't a fun village.
No.
It's fun to stay on the mountain. So Chimani Mani, and now you're here in South Africa, and you and.
Yeah.
You opened for Barry Hilton.
Yeah, I opened for Barry Hilton. It was actually amazing. You know,
how does that come about?
Great. Actually, we met when I was in Zimbabwe. Barry Hilton came and did a show. So we started
talking. What did you say called? Barry Hilton.
Barry Hilton.
No, you said Barry Hilton.
I said Barry Hilton. No, come on. Let's move on. Okay.
Trying to sound right.
Brigitte Nielsen.
Barry Hilton.
So yeah. Barry Hilton came to Zimbabwe.
Yeah, and then I opened for him in Zimbabwe.
So he looked around for comics that are there. So Carl, Josh, and Kluber wasn't available.
Yeah, he wasn't available.
Troy Tesla wasn't available. There was Long John.
Troy Tesla has never performed in Zimbabwe.
No bands available.
So like, you know what? Let's
you know what he
village.
Said.
Let's look at
Barry
village.
Said, I'd like the village people to open for him. And they said, Long John.
One boy.
We have the village boy. So you went there on your donkey cart.
On a donkey cart, yeah, exactly. I was like, hiya! So yeah, I was there and then I opened for him. He was like, you know what? You should come to South Africa and let me know when you're there and then, you know, we can organize.
So did he sponsor you with a visa and everything?
No.
No, he's not fully committed. I do that all the time. I've sponsored £2 a month. I sponsor a small kid in a village somewhere in Africa.
Wait, I think that's me. Oh, thank you very much, man. Thank you. I appreciate it. Wow.
But the photo, you're much younger.
Yeah, but you walk from Zimbabwe.
Wait, come on.
Okay, the other thing we're going to do that we always do.
Yeah.
So now we're going to phone someone later on.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Rant, where we phone someone who rants. And the only comedian I know who can rant is Martin Evans. So we had some stuff. You opened for Barry Hilton.
Yep.
Was it exciting? Are you guys friends now?
Yeah, we are friends.
What is opening for a guy like that do? What do you see in it? What do you go out there?
Actually,
to
I actually learned a lot from opening for Barry Hilton from watching him performing afterwards. You know, I learned a lot because that guy has been doing.
Because essentially, it's not your audience. They've come to see Barry. Barry's doing a thing and saying, "Hey, he has a young guy."
Exactly.
But he paid you.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
good. Yeah. So, you as a young guy can have a look at others. So, the audience are like sort of in the seats. Okay.
Yeah,
because what you got.
I was the first guy going on stage. There was no MC. So, I just went on stage.
Yeah. Did you?
And they're like, okay, I'm your opening act, guys. Come on. I'm your opening act. Okay. Joke one.
They all shaft the joke. Why is this guy there?
This is not what we paid to see.
So, would you say Barry Hilton's audience would be a middle aged white audience? When you looked into the crowd, what is the crowd like?
Okay, it was mixed, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, it was kind of mixed, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Just one black
like
guy.
Like middle-aged
just
man.
Just very mixed, one black guy. And he was on stage going, hi, I'm your opening act. Okay, no, this is interesting because, you know, you go to the States and the people, there's kind of a mix, and over there, they just go, well, we're just going to do comedy. And they don't realize in South Africa, we still have to find cultural references and things that we do.
Yep.
You know, when you speak about things, it's kind of self-deprecating because you're saying, I'm from this village. Mm. So in our minds, we draw a picture in our minds. And then you confirm it by going, yes, I'm from a fucking village. So we all going, and it's the irony and the subtlety, because I'm sure it isn't like that in your village. I'm sure it's that you go to the city and you live in a block of flats and you got internet and you watch TV.
It's like that now, but when I was growing up, it was not like that.
Cool,
like,
but it's cool that you reference it though. Did you eat polony?
No, what's polony?
Oh.
Don't get on it. The wrong time to get on
polony?
It.
They don't have polony in Chimichanga. Chimichanga?
Chimani Mani.
Chimani Mani.
You know, they name it Chimani because there's diamond. In
oh, I see. Mani.
One diamond. Look at
Black diamond.
There's one diamond in Chimani Mani. So that's a big thing. So, but that's obviously been raped and pillaged by the Guptas.
No, Mugabe took over the diamond.
The one diamond?
Yeah, the one diamond. He took over and then...
He put it in his ass, and that's why he's here now. That's how diamonds come in. Diamonds and cocaine come in someone's ass.
The world's diamond
trade. And
then
what do? You get married with that diamond and then snort some cocaine. So you're basically the circle of life.
Mm. Every diamond in the world
what
gets
kind of a show is this?
What kind of a show is this? Exactly. I want to... You know, whenever Eric's not here, the show just goes for a ball of shit.
Wow.
We're supposed to do the news, but I thought we'll just... You know what? We'll just go straight into ranting.
Okay.
Ranting. So now tell me, so polony, you obviously aware of this thing?
Definitely, yeah.
But I mean, you've never eaten polony.
No, I've eaten polony before.
Just admit it.
No, I've eaten.
What's wrong with the world?
No, come on. Like this morning.
Don't be bad.
This morning already.
Exactly, yeah.
And Jermaine? Jermaino. Jermaine, your surname? Because it's like...
Matros. Matros.
Okay, cool, but you don't use it in comedy, you don't say it.
No, Jermaine Maino Matros. Yeah.
Matros is a naval, it's a
sailor.
Naval, sailor.
Yeah, Fluxus is a matros on stage. Yeah.
But you started comedy kind of, let's say, how old are you now? 35?
42.
42, nice. You started comedy 2 years ago, a year ago?
Yeah, I started comedy at 10 to 9, Sunday the 20th of November. 2016.
But who's counting?
Yeah, but
and how many? Have you got one of those books with every show you do? You write.
I used to, but I lost track. Because
he would rate himself out of 10 and write down what he said, what the audience said, what heckle happened after the show. And I said, you know that if eventually you become pro, you're going to do 200 shows a year. There isn't a book thick enough for that. So write down. I said, take the book and throw it away because it's not your mind is on that book.
Yeah,
you're not actually looking and seeing what the thing, and you're trying to get a heckle into your comedy from 3 weeks ago. That's not going to make any sense.
Yeah.
It's because no one, that Hector's not there unless you plant them. Half the time said, yay, a cake! Funny, speaking about cake.
Yeah, Jermaine asked me to come to his shows to do the
really?
Yeah.
No, I don't mind, that's smart.
We started at the same time.
But in the beginning, I used to...
He used to write, you were 10 past 9.
Yeah.
Okay.
Roughly.
I used to write down how many gigs I've done already. So I had... But I stopped at something like 70-something, you know.
Oh man, you were so close.
So close to
counting.
A lot of guys get funny after 75. Jermaine. But I dig your style, man. It's so non-threatening because you come out there and you're like, hey, how are you? Nice, huh? And then you hit them hard, like, I had an argument with my wife.
That escalates.
Okay, so I'm just going to... The listeriosis thing, we were supposed to speak to a guy who knows about these things.
Yeah.
And he was going to tell us all about it, but he couldn't be here. Because it's Eric, basically. We're very strict about our our people, you know, who do these things. So I just want to see if this even works. Does anyone, can anyone hear? Oh, there we go.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah,
it's nice.
So, Jermaine, do you know Martin Evans?
Martin, I've seen him perform, yeah. Have I haven't you? Met
Hello?
Him.
Hello, Martin Evans. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, thank you.
Are you on your roof?
Well, I am indeed.
Okay, there. Speak nicely into the thing. Say hello to Long John from Zimbabwe. Chimani Mani.
Hello, Long John. How are you?
I'm great, and you?
I'm all right, thanks, man. Just enjoying doing nothing. It's a lovely Friday.
Okay, lovely Friday, doing nothing. And then next to him is Jermaine. Do you know Jermaine? Jermaine Matrus?
I don't think we've met. I've seen you perform.
No, but I know the name.
Okay. Yeah. Do you know why we phoned Martin Evans, Jermaine? Because we're going to rant now. Okay. There's going to be some shit going down.
Okay, okay. I'll
Comics watch Choice down. Comics Choice registration came out last week. Martin's gone quiet.
I'm listening. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to turn my speaker up here to hear you louder.
Don't turn the speaker up because then it's we talking to each other. So then this other guy here is called Ryan Holiday. Say hello.
Hey, Martin Evans.
Hello.
Okay, so Martin, tell us about, you did a show with a polony or donkey or something, is that correct?
Yeah, a couple of years ago, my one-man show was called The Polony Diaries.
Okay, so...
War Donkey, The Polony Diaries, something like that. It was just
War Donkey, The Polony Diaries. So you don't spend much time coming up with names.
That's true.
Sure it was. I had like, designed a poster, and I realized it was quite difficult, and I thought, I could put a donkey in here. Poster looks better. And I thought, War...
It's like you had a clip art.
What if I call it War Donkey? And then no one got it. Why is it called War Donkey, The Polony Diaries?
Maybe they used donkeys in the war. I mean, they must have. Chimani Mani's got donkeys.
They did.
Yeah, definitely.
They
we
did.
Have donkeys.
They did. You mean, we've delicious. Got history in Grahamstown with the donkeys.
you mean you and I, or we?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one donkey like, followed us home.
Yeah, it's like Grahamstown, the only city in the world where you watch a donkey eat KFC out of the bin on the high street.
And that's yeah, that's more entertaining than the show. Polony Diaries.
Better than any of the shows. Five stars. Five star review.
Yeah. So now that we spoke to Jermaine.
Up to go and perform in Norway next year. It's going to be amazing.
The donkey. So that Jermaine used to keep a notebook of how many shows he's done, of how the show went, that kind of thing. Did you ever do that kind of thing? I remember you came on stage with a notebook once.
No, I don't. Not for a long time. But I used to. When I first started doing gigs, I still got everything in a digital diary, right? I recorded my gigs from 2005 or whatever
it was. So that's a little audio record.
Like, if I go and check a calendar or I look at physical old, I still got my old diaries from years ago. And I can look back at them. Some of them make sense still. I mean, I've done hundreds and hundreds of gigs. And you pick up a book and you go, like, Featherstow, 3rd of June.
You have no idea what it means.
And then 5. And you go, where the fuck is that? And then you go, all right, yeah.
So have you got the one there where we did Bunker 9?
Yeah, I remember that. Up in...
Durban. Yeah. Okay, so now, talking about Polony, you made a comment on, I think it was Facebook, where you said, listen, guys, it's okay to be making jokes about Polony and who knew and all those obvious ones where we go, well, geez, polony is a mixture of animal remains, and it's part of a protein diet for many, many, many people. So you said it's cool to have these memes, and everyone's trying to make a joke about it, but when 180 people are dying just from eating a food, a basic food, then we've actually got a bigger problem than sense of humor.
Yeah. Look, you know, it's because it lends itself to such a simple, easy joke. Everyone loves a polony joke. It's one of the reasons why I kind of did a show on it. It's a popular piece of material to do. There's enough comics out there at some point now. I wouldn't like to say they've copied me because I can't own Polony, but there's enough people who've got Polony pieces.
It's the concept and the mixture of animals, mixture of races. There's a lot of, you know,
we all find a music situation. I can tell you this, like years ago, Rob and Fearon and I were doing a podcast. We had a little show we were
podcasts?
Doing.
Podcasts?
Pencil.
Fuck is a podcast? That'll never catch on. Podcasts
are so last year. We were trying to like, basically, it started off with me being a little bit pissy and taking the piss bit out of Polony. And then we did the show going, we wanted to find, and this is where the Polony Diaries began for me, my first episode, if you want to call it. We went to go and find the source of the best Polony in Cape Town. It started off being a little bit whimsical, you know, Polony, hilarious. And we went out to the Golden Dish in Athlone, and I literally changed this movie there because the story was totally different. Because if we'd mocked it, we would have been assholes to have done that. Because what we realized going to Athlone, I was like, so we arrived there, and the owners treated us so friendly. They gave us a tour around.
So you actually went to a polony factory?
Well, at the factory. They actually buy their polony. We wanted to find a polony factory. They were going to put us in touch. But at that point, the story was already solved. It didn't need to be shared. Right? Yeah. Because as an example, we are all in this position of privilege where we look back on Polonia. Most of us don't buy it because we just, well, choose not to because we're wealthy enough to afford something better, right? And it's most of us, we've written Polonia many, many, many years ago, but we forget how much subset of society, they don't even have the opportunity of dating Polonia. So, like, four poor dudes going out to share a Gatsby at the Golden Dish don't necessarily have money for a Polonia Gatsby. They might only be able to, like, just get enough cash together for, like, a cheap Gatsby.
Yeah.
To chuck in some Polonia is a treat. To throw in a Vienna is like hallelujah, it's fucking Christmas. Do you know what I mean?
Talking about throwing a Vienna, we spoke about David Warner's wife already.
You know, people have just got this thing, and like, it's not so much this thing, it's a position of privilege to be able to look down and let them laugh. Because, oh, that's not me. I don't need Polonia. I'm safe.
Yes.
You know, how are you?
So that's what I didn't like about that. Whereas people were going, even vegans were almost aggressive, going, look, we told you this was going to happen. You're like, jeepers, this is a very basic food for a large community of people in this country. And it's bigger than
that. And the people who are going to be affected are the ones who automatically have compromised immune systems, the elderly and the young. And it's taken children out, taking the elderly out. And if you're in a hospital or a care home and someone's feeding you a lunch, you don't get to sit and choose from a menu in a government hospital. You get a little polony sandwich with some blossom margarine and a hunk of government bread. You go, thank you. That's my nutrition.
You don't expect it to die.
So, look, all I meant was with the comedians out there, they've got to look at this and go, you know, where is the joke in this? Yes, there is humor to be found in discussion, but it's maybe more a satirical piece
Yes, with a little bit of irony and a little bit of, that's right.
A little bit of compassion and sympathy and a little bit of, like, let's dig deep from this. And, like, let's write something about the people who didn't get this sorted. Like, find some humor there so that the joke ends up with some education rather than just, you know, if I had somebody, I'd lost 100 out of that 180 people and I kept doing a polony gag.
Yeah.
Honestly, I probably would smack someone in the face.
No, you would. I actually know you would.
It's insensitive.
We were going to have someone talk about it, and then Jermaine came in here, and we were talking about listeriosis, and he thought we were talking about gingivitis. And then I'm like, for a colored guy, that's for gum disease.
Listerine gets rid of gingivitis.
Listerine actually was originally a floor polish.
But do you know what I'm going to say? Like, how much have Listerine sales probably been impacted in the last 2 weeks?
Because of listeriosis.
Yeah, either some fools buying it clear, or like, don't buy that.
Don't buy that. It's got Listerine. I thought it was a sphere of like, you know, when you can't finish your to-do list, you just don't want to look at it because I'm not going to make it to the dry cleaners, and then you have listeriosis the whole day. Like, I will not look at my list. Or lisp periosis, which is when someone's lisping and you correct them by going, no, it's not.
So like I said, we've got some work to do in those jokes for this. Break it down, Dave.
So now what I've got for you is, thank you for talking to us. Are you registering for Comics Choice?
Am I what, sorry?
Are you registering for Comics Choice Awards?
Probably not.
He's vociferous about the Comics Choice Awards.
No real particular reasons other than I'm doing one show tonight.
Okay, so you haven't for 2017. You're not gonna. Is that the reason? That's kind of the reason I didn't do it. If you didn't do a show in the year that they're awarding, it's no good saying, "Hey guys,
I have got some politics with the show, and that's not what I want to bring up right now. But I've basically told a few clubs that I'm no longer performing for them due to the amount of money they're prepared to pay.
I see.
So I rather have decided to take some different angles for the new year. I'm still doing.
Are you
going to
do your own show? Because you're a good talented comic. You need to get out there and do some stuff.
I'm writing, Dave. I'm writing. I'm sitting on my lovely roof terrace, and I'm writing. And I'm actually going to – there's a sea of mediocrity. Everybody's producing something right now.
Okay,
and
cool.
To just be somebody contributing just to be out there is a bit pointless. I'll rather –
because I don't want to speak about you in 10 years' time saying, oh, man, he could have been great, that Martin Evans.
I have given up on what I thought club comedy would bring for me because it's not something I currently enjoy. So, I'm doing one club gig tonight with Lindy Johnson and Rob Van Furen out in Glen Cairn. They're good friends. It's going to be lovely. And then I take a break. And then I'll do something again in October. So for me to contribute to the comedy in this year in the awards, it's not part of my It's not part of my agenda.
But that's maybe also another gig, guys. So if you are in the country, go down to Glen Cairn. Martin Evans, are you sitting on your roof in your underpants?
Not in my underpants at the moment because I have sat up here several times and had my name shouted from the street or other buildings.
So people recognize your cock from that far. That is respect, man.
I wouldn't say that.
Respect.
That's for whiteness.
But Martin, thanks for talking to us, man. I'm glad we it's quite a serious conversation.
Yeah, it was.
It was a serious conversation.
You had our young comedians there that were listening. They've never done that before.
But this is the thing. This is why maybe I can't do comedy anymore. I don't feel funny.
There's nothing wrong with that. You know what? Dave Chappelle felt the same thing. He's like, I can't find the need to be funny anymore, but I'm going to go away for a while, and then I'll come back. Yeah. And you still got it, man. Yeah. Fuck it. Long John is here. Martin, I'm going to say cheers to you and go back to this quiz that you're supposed
thanks
to do.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Cheers, Martin. Evans. Bye.
Nothing. Cheers, Martin.
So now, the thing. We normally do a quiz now for Long John.
All right.
So what happens is, what is your real name? Because I saw your security form now.
Dude, let's not talk about my real name. Because
that's when because in case Home Affairs are listening.
And he deliberately writes it so you can't read it. So you can't pronounce his name.
Lena Move?
No. It's
Leon.
It's Len Moore.
Len Moore. Learn more.
Yeah.
Like learning more.
And you're living up
to
your
name. We are learning more.
Yeah.
Learning more. Learn more. Mentor, 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 mentor.
It's Manyenyeka.
That's
going to roll. That's how you pronounce it.
Is everything in the village?
That is a much.
Couscous.
Statusuriosis.
Yeah.
I prefer this name for if I was a. I mean, Tony DeKing would fuck this up properly. Please welcome Long John.
Long John.
He's from Manchester United. Okay, Len Moore.
Yeah, because Zimbabwe parents, they believe that if you name your kid a name, they'll grow up and become the exact thing that you name them.
Learn so more.
They want me to learn more in school. Mm. So like, you know what? Learn more. Right.
Did you live up to that expectation?
No.
I became a comedian. Have you got brothers and sisters that are real jobbed people?
No, my little sister, they're still in school.
Okay, cool. But she's learning more.
Yeah, she's learning more.
Okay, what's her name? Nina. Stay in school, learn more.
Don't be like your brother.
What's her name?
More.
Nina.
Just normal Nina.
Nina, yeah.
Well, there we go. That's a famous name in this country.
Oh, really?
Nina Fillion.
Mm. Nina Aisti.
Yeah.
Andy,
what?
I'm trying to be funny. Are you sweating? Or is that a print?
No, I got a little sweat going.
Have you been to gym?
Yeah, I
came straight from gym. Come closer, Ryan. Now, normally we do a quiz. Do you want? I'm going to do this just for you. Can you please keep the score there, please? I'll let you know if it's right or wrong. This is for Long John.
Okay.
Okay. There's no pressure. There isn't actually a quiz because when we did it with who was here last week?
Rabin.
No, the other one.
The other one.
Thingamajig.
Who's the other one?
What was his name?
Sepo.
Sepo Mokgale. Yeah. He didn't answer a single question.
Wait.
Because I think he was hungover.
Now I'm nervous.
No, seriously. Okay, cool. So this is your quiz. There's no answers even. I wouldn't even know the answers to this. But what was the name of the man who invented the computer mouse?
What?
No, someone invented the computer mouse.
No, but he's not celebrated like.
That's the problem. Like we are here for him.
Unsung hero of the computer.
I'll just say Tom. You know what? That's
close. It's close. His name's Doug.
Because who knows who has invented the mouse?
You got it. Okay.
I got it. Yeah.
That's incorrect. His name's Doug Engelbart.
Wow.
And originally, the mouse was not going to be called a mouse because it was adopted by Apple, and then Microsoft had developed one similarly, and he said, no, this is my invention, and it's mine. Because it is a very sensitive thing. It's like that little ball moves around, and then your cursor moves on the screen. So it was a massive change in computing. Yeah. Like, hang on a minute. Because it used to be only the keyboard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So the mouse was originally called the Engelbart. So you would
have to imagine
it. Say, my Engelbart is
called the Engelbart. That sounds wrong. That sounds so wrong.
That's why that little thing that moves on the screen is called a cursor.
Oh.
When your Engelbart is broken, you're like, oh, fuck. My Engelbart's not pointing at the right thing. So just point your Engelbart at the thing. Okay. Question number two. What was the title of Queen's first US hit single?
Of who?
It's in the title. Queen, the band. Do they not enter Money Money?
No, I don't know Queen, the band.
Money Money.
I don't know Queen, the band.
Queen. Freddie Mercury?
No.
Freddie Samuels.
Mama just killed a man.
What's happening?
You know what
here?
I'm gonna do? I'm gonna take Long John to karaoke.
And sing what?
Village people. Are you just gonna play the drums? The thing is, when John plays the drums, if he hears the drums, he goes, "Yes, I'll be there at 9:30." Because it's actually a message.
Yeah.
It's not just a cool
Morse
German
code.
But German bass, he's like, "What? The newspapers are not coming out today?" So Long John.
I don't think I'm getting one.
Okay, it was Killer. Just fine. Killer Queen. All right. Which acid can be found in vinegar?
Acid.
Mm.
Okay.
Let's just learn more.
This is Come on, guys.
I got like three. Don't stress. I got like nothing.
Science.
You got three.
Also, I did badly. So
you actually got three.
About it. Yeah. Science. Actually, 3.5. I don't want to brag. I got 3.5.
Science and matric. Go. It's acetic acid.
Acetic acid.
Okay. In which country were the 2008 Olympic Games held?
2008. Was it...
I'm playing music for you so you get inspired. This guy's only got one arm.
I'm dancing instead of getting inspired.
Yeah. Where was the 2008 Olympic Games held, China?
Damn, you know, I'm... Okay, I don't know.
Listen, my China. Where was the Olympic Games held?
I'm only going to ask you one more time.
Listen, Bruce. China.
Come on, China.
No, come on. Jermaine, do you know this?
Come on, China.
Come on. Jermaine, do you know this?
China. China.
Jermaine doesn't know this. No, wait. Jermaine, what's the answer?
China.
Okay, yeah, it was actually held in Jamaica. Which South American country was named after the Italian city of Venice? It's even in the name.
Yeah,
Venice.
You got to get this one. This
yes, you got it.
One.
Come on.
1 point recorded.
Come on.
Like I said to you, don't feel bad because Tshepo Mogale somehow he even got the answers. I don't know how. All right. What is the name of Connie Booth's character in the sitcom Fawlty Towers? Fawlty Towers must come out in Zimbabwe next year.
Yeah. So why are you asking me that?
In stunning standard definition.
In stunning VHS. You know what's weird? I've got some of my comedy recorded live when I started on VHS tapes. That's scary.
How old are you, Long John?
25.
Oh, you're still a kid.
So
Village boy.
I'm 25.
When do you become a man? Question number 5. What year does Long John become a man?
Come on.
When do you go to the mountain? Have you been circumcised?
No, we don't do that in my village. No.
Did the village next door do it?
No.
Which village does it? Do you get like all the foreskins from that village and make a wallet?
I don't know which village are you talking about. I have no idea which village are you talking about.
Okay, cool. We're being very hardcore about this village.
Yeah.
Chimani Mani. I'm running for mayor of Chimani Mani. Please vote for Long John. Learn more.
Cue the drum beat.
What is her name's Polly, by the way?
Who?
Connie Booth's character in Fawlty Towers, Polly.
Cool.
Polly.
Alright. Okay.
What type of food is Manchego?
Manchego. Is it Manchego?
I like the way he thinks about it. He has no idea. He's like, yes.
No. Wait.
Manchego.
He's actually at the thing they're ordering. Like, can we have two Manchegos,
please? Manchego, guys.
Hold the mayo.
Beef.
It's beef.
It's cheese.
What?
I've never heard him laugh so much at the wrong answer. Manchego is cheese.
I tried to help.
In 1992, who did the Princess Anne marry?
Sorry, repeat that.
Princess Anne. She was from Zimbabwe. She married Timothy Lawrence. What is a cowslip?
A cowslip.
That's easy. Everyone knows that.
No one knows that. Jermaine, what is it? You can answer for him.
I know it.
A cowslip.
No, you are Googling it. I think he's Googling it.
No, I'm keeping your score. Which has been very easy thus far.
One.
You just it's a flower. Like one, sir.
Flower?
Yeah.
Nailed
guys,
it.
Where do you find
okay.
this?
Name one of the seven dwarfs. That's not even on this list. Name one of the seven dwarfs in Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland.
I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah, you must know. You must.
Were Tweedledum and Tweedledee from Alice in Wonderland. They were dwarfs. They weren't tall.
But they were a bit taller than the normal
dwarfs. I just gave you the answer. Go.
Just give me the answer.
No, I didn't. Name one of the seven dwarfs in Snow White.
And in Snow White.
What was Snow White's name?
Sneezy, that's one. Hey?
Fine. Sameezy. What was Snow White's middle name?
No, come on.
Nina.
No, come on, guys.
Give him two. Can you write that down, please? Long John.
No, 2 points. These questions were rigged. Okay. I won this, guys.
What do you want to win?
I come from Zimbabwe. See, we always rig elections.
And so quizzes.
This is it.
All right. So, in comedy news, I don't know if you want to get involved in this. A young kid was urinating on a. Like, he thought he'd be funny, but pissing in the lift on the buttons.
That's actually funny.
Long John's like, what's a lift?
Elevator.
It's a steel box. It goes up and down.
Elevator. So, we've all played those tricks where when you're kids, you press all the buttons and you get out.
Mm.
Like, and this guy pressed on the buttons and not realizing that would cause a short, obviously.
And got stuck.
That's funny, man. That's actually funny.
So now he's trying to press the buttons to get out. So now he's got a piss all over his hands. Oh, my goodness.
At least it's his own piss. It's all right.
Is that all right? Because you're your own brand.
Yeah.
It's your own brand.
Like your shit smells nice to you.
Well, we don't know.
Your fart smells all right to far. You.
No, I agree. It smells better than me. I'm not going to argue with that.
No, I'm not. Yeah. I'm not into that.
Thank you.
So he's...
So I got some news.
These are bad kids, naughty kids. Go with news, hit me.
So there was a guy in the States who got drunk and ordered an Uber, and he then passed out afterwards, but he said he put home, but he stays at university, but he sent it to his actual
home. His home.
400.
Oh, so it's legit. The Uber driver wasn't being a doer.
No.
Is it Uber just takes you where you want to go?
Yeah. So 480 like, kilometers later.
Where we arrived. We just arrived.
He didn't know where he was. And the bill was $1,600, which is 20,000 rand.
John, did you do the Uber voice again?
We just arrived. We just arrived.
They speak so softly as well.
Yeah, we just arrived.
Please wake up.
Yeah, please wake up.
Wake up! But I think that's a good thing. Cash. If you do order an Uber, don't like be careful where you say it's going.
Cash.
Talk to the guy. But I suppose if you piss them, I hate you. I bet you that guy lived at university.
I bet you pressed cash, the cash option.
I'm waiting for my cash. So how much was it in rands?
Just under 20K.
My God. But even that doesn't make sense because if I hired a car in New Jersey and drove to where was his university?
I don't know. It's 480 k's away.
But still, that's to Durban. It's not 20,000 rand. That's not past Harry Smith.
Yeah, but oh, it was also that much Uber petrol. Van, eh?
Oh
Uber
my
van.
God!
Because when you're drunk, you want that space. Mm.
No, but that's still. You see, that's the problem with taxis and Ubers and things like that. That doesn't make sense. I want a lift, so add a percentage onto what it would cost you to be there, and maybe even 100%. That's $800. Shouldn't be 20,000 rand for 400 k's.
Yeah, but across three states.
No, fuck him. I hate him. All right, so this other guy, firefighters had to free a man's genitals from a spanner. So he was obviously up on the mountain, desperately trying to get to reception.
What was he doing?
This is in Newport, South Wales. Is that Wales or is that Australian one?
How?
Did he push it through the ring?
Was he white?
The ring spanner must have been white.
Don't be mean again.
Obviously
no,
spanner,
no, you guys penises. Are making fun of my village.
We know Zimbabweans have big penises and Dave and I are white. And are exceptions to the white rule, but otherwise...
Okay, they released the steel ring spanner from a man who took tightening nuts to a new level. So now he put his dick in the ring side. Obviously not the open side, he would have been able to get it out.
Where did you find
this? But also, this is in the news, pal. I didn't look for it. It comes and finds me.
The internet.
I've got an app. Oh, now we're making fun of John again.
I won't do that.
Yeah. So your guy's in the country. That was interesting. And he arrived here and did whatever he's doing. He's got diamonds up his ass. But this is interesting because that's a masturbation technique that's obviously very old, which you take a set of spanners. But you must look at the sizes of the spanners because it says on the box there which are the bigger spanners and the smaller spanners. So don't take the small spanner. And I don't think he's tightening his nuts. I think he had his actual...
He likes it tight.
He had his long john in the circle of the spanner. That's what I don't like, is the fear in your eyes when something starts going wrong.
Yeah.
During a masturbation session.
Yeah.
And then you're like, who can I phone?
Or first you're like, I've got to finish. And then yeah.
I don't think this guy finished. That's the spanner. That's that part of the spanner, the circle part.
Oh, my God.
Now he's got that in and out stuck. And now he's like...
I think he put it through...
Because you know, you deny
it first. Yeah,
he's just
he put it in soft, and then it got hard. Last
from experience.
He used a spanner to turn himself on.
He knows what he's talking about.
Spanner done his
work.
He's like, he's done that before.
That is what happened.
Also,
17, bro. 17 spanners the best. Go for a 17.
13 is what you. 13 is for battery.
Foreplay, yeah, it's for foreplay.
Yeah, and you can actually put that in your ass.
What? Yeah. Okay. 13. Okay, I come from Zimbabwe, guys. We don't do that.
You don't do that.
They don't have spanners.
Old school. A stick.
I walked into that.
John. Okay, yeah. If you get this question right, you go. You get two. What's he currently got?
He's on two.
What is brown and sticky?
Brown and sticky. Come on.
A stick.
There's a lot.
Stick.
What?
All right.
What?
These all, there's another story. All the lawyers in Utah on this thing, they got an email saying we're going to meet somewhere or that something's happened. And then there's a picture of some boobs.
What?
They just got every single person got an attachment of a girl's tits on the thing. So obviously someone attached thing went into their file. You know when you scroll down, you scroll down for this picture and it's the next one.
That's funny.
And then they got it. They got the picture.
He had to explain himself. No.
It's from the Utah State Bar. So that's all the lawyers that belong to the bar in Utah get that. Utah's quite a religious town.
Yeah, that's bubble belt.
And they weren't bad tits either, eh? Boobs, breasts. Happy Women's Day. Get out of this one. So that's the biggest Googled topic yesterday. Yesterday was World
International Women's Day.
Mm-hmm. The biggest Googled search, what do you think it was?
I don't want to be sexist.
But think sexist. Mm. Think sexist.
I don't know. How to make a sandwich, give them the day off.
Nope, that's sexist. The biggest Google search yesterday was, in fact, when is Man's Day? Men were being angry and typing into Google, when is like as if there is such a thing. So they're going, well, they get a day, we also want a day.
That's
and
so
the whole idea is to bring about awareness and say, guys, it's not everyone goes, well, Women's Day should be every day. Of course, all these days that we have, World Chocolate Day, well, should be every day. But what you're doing is you're highlighting it for that day and saying, let's be aware of it and let's help people be conscious of themselves and what they do that, and especially as men, is what sexist behavior do you have?
Yeah.
But obviously, like you said, it's up to each person. Like you said in the beginning, when the guy said, keep it PC. You know, Nick
Benevis
was told that he was so many genders.
There's not enough days in the year for the genders to have a day. We're running out of... It'd have to be bi every 5 years.
So what is the... So she gets her own day, Caitlin. World, I used to have nuts day.
Oh, Caitlin Jenner, yeah.
What? I used to have nuts day.
No, I lost my nuts in a spanner incident.
I don't want to speak out of turn, but I think that she still has the man bits.
No.
Doesn't
no, I think they crudely fashion it. They are doing that.
I thought she tucked. That was it.
No, she didn't tuck. She's going in for the removal of the tip, and then they take it back, which makes a crude sort of
clitoris. You've done the research. You've done the
No, I've had mine reversed. So then, and then they take the nuts out, which is a hectic operation because you obviously lose testosterone, and then you have to do all sorts of other balances out, and then they put the nuts up higher, so the nuts become ovaries.
Oh, like
and then they take a small gerbil and stick it up ass. I don't talking shit. I don't know how they make a vagina out of a penis.
You know.
I'm thinking balloon animals. So when he goes in for the operation, all he has...
There's it's a giraffe!
I have distinctly ordered the poodle. And every time you have sex, you can hear that squeaking sound.
Honestly, I don't know who is
squeaking
sound,
Dave.
Because my girlfriend's inflatable.
That's right.
Okay.
How's Janet? So now the thing is, the Caitlin, so she gets her own day. The other thing is, we're going to watch this cricket match. Jermaine, are you a sportsman?
Not at all. I don't really
watch it. Please, you've got to watch it. There's a beef going on between these two players. The one guy's a big guy, the one guy's small. The cool thing is, it's not racist.
Yeah.
It's like it's just two people who just hate each other.
Which
and
cricket
we can
team?
Watch it.
Which cricket
it's,
team?
It's them. It's
Manchester,
actual,
Liverpool.
It's actual,
Oz and SA.
It's Oz and SA, yeah. So that's our time. I set my alarm for 9:56.
Oh.
there is
I love the way we all looked at the clock.
Yeah.
You better not be lying. It better be 9:56.
No, yeah.
Did it. Someone actually just phoned
happening?
Me. So I want to thank you, Long John, for coming in for doing the quiz.
No, yeah. I won it. I won
well,
the quiz.
You won.
Yeah.
The bottom of the ball?
You kind of won.
I won. Come on,
you won
guys.
The quiz.
10 out of 10.
Jermaine, thanks for not saying anything. You were just possibly the best we've ever had.
It was an audience.
There's an audience.
Yeah.
Can you come back again and we get you back on?
I'd love
Jermaine's
to.
Got an interesting past. We've got to get him back.
Really?
Yes, I'd love
he
to.
Does.
I'd love to
he
come
does.
Back. Yeah.
He's my only gangster friend. I said
that. Don't say that. He's obviously on some sort of... witness protection program.
And we know
rehabilitation and all that. Yeah, I'm going
to. It's going well, which is going well.
Are you a Jehovah's Witness? My mom was quite funny when someone said, would you like to be a Jehovah's Witness? She said, I didn't even see the accident.
That's funny. Oh.
Say goodbye, Eric. Say goodbye, Long John.
Goodbye.
Thank you very much, Jermaine.
Shap, shap.
And you are?
I'm Ryan, and cheers, guys.
Oh, man, that was so sincere. My name is Dave. Thanks very much for listening to us talk cuck for an hour.
Oh, that's
this is CliffCentral.com.